SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to the On The Money podcast. It's Thursday, the 30th of April. I'm Stephanie Youssef, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Today, the S&P/ASX 200 closed 0.24% lower to 8,665.8. It's the eighth straight session that the index has fallen, extending its longest losing streak since 2018. That's as oil surged past $120 a barrel on the back of US President Donald Trump's comments that he would extend the naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. As the war enters its third month, its impact on supply chains is becoming clear. Today, Woolworths Group released its third quarter sales results, and while food sales are up nearly 6% compared to the same time last year, the company has downgraded its full-year profit outlook due to the impacts of rising fuel and fertilizer prices. For more on all of this, I spoke with TMS Private Wealth Portfolio Manager Ben Clark. Ben, the ASX is lower for an eighth straight session. What's driving the market today?
Yeah, look, it's really all about weakness in two specific parts of the market. So it's resources, which is nearly a third of the Australian share market. So it's in a decent correction in commodity prices overnight. That's flowed through to a lot of the Australian resource stocks. And also a bit of a negative update from Woolworths has seen Woolworths and Coles both come down. Outside of those two areas, there's actually a lot of green in the market. So there's a lot of areas that are actually doing quite well today, but the index has come off.
So oil prices have passed $120. Given the higher inflation rate that we had yesterday, do you think investors are now concerned about how long this war will go for? And what do you make about the oil prices?
Yeah, look, it's I think investors were worried about inflation in this country before the Iranian invasion or war kicked off, it's really only exacerbated inflationary forces that were there before. And, you know, the 10-year bond yield has now hit 5% for the first time in 16 years. So there's definitely concern out there about oil prices and inflation. On the situation with oil, you know, there's some pretty interesting views out there that Iran, which has been losing on its estimated $440 million per day since this blockade started, is now only 12 days away from having all capacity to store oil completely used up, and they would have to start plugging wells, which could do huge damage to their oil-producing fields. So I think that there's going to be a resolution in the shorter term, despite Trump's rhetoric.
It's definitely sending shockwaves through the supply chain. Woolies today downgraded its full-year outlook, saying that rising fuel prices are beginning to eat into its margins. What do you make of those results today, and do you think we could start seeing more companies follow suit?
Yeah, look, it wasn't the end of the world, the Woolies announcement. The guidance for the full year was mid to high single digit growth in EBIT. And what they've said at their quarterly today is that it's more likely to be at the mid level than the high level. So the thing is, though, that most analysts were at the top end of that range. So they'll see this as a semi downgrade, but technically it's really actually not. I think we will absolutely see more of this. We have a very big investor conference hosted by Macquarie Bank next week. It starts, and I think nearly half of the ASX 200 will be presenting at it. It's a time when a lot of companies do update their full year guidance. And I think there's a lot of nerves out there about downgrades coming out in the next week as that conference plays out.
Another thing today, the US Federal Reserve has held rates in what's very likely to be Jerome Powell's final decision as chair. Was this in line with expectations, and what message is it sending about the outlook for the economy and the path ahead for rates?
Yeah, so it actually quite interesting because it was seen as a non-event. The market was expecting a hold, it got a hold. But what it wasn't expecting was the Fed to also say that there were three voting members that dissented from a easing bias in the outlook statement. And that's actually historically extremely rare. So it feels like there's a decisive, there's a board that is increasingly split in the terms in view of the outlook for rates. And if you look at US bond markets now, they're actually pricing in a slightly high, albeit very small, chance of a rate hike than a rate cut, which has completely flipped in the last couple of weeks.
Overnight, we also had four profit results from the Magnificent Seven. What did you make of them, and did they offer any clues as to where the AI boom is headed?
Yeah, massive night in America or aftermarket. These four companies are 15% of the S&P 500, so they're huge. And incredible results. All four companies beat revenue expectations and earnings expectations. Three of the four's share prices were up quite strongly in the aftermarket trading session. And Meta, which arguably had the best of the four results, was down reasonably heavily, 5 or 6%, after increasing its CapEx spend on AI. All four companies said there is no end in sight to this build out and spend on AI that they are planning. But what we're starting to see is the results or the returns on this investment. And I think that's what's given the market some confidence that this money isn't just to protect these businesses, but it's to grow the profitability of these businesses.
Amid all of this uncertainty around oil prices, the Middle East conflict, the AI boom, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where are the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, well, look, try not to look at too many headlines is probably a good piece of advice because there is a lot of there's a lot of bad news it feels like out there at the moment. But I think if there's one piece of advice we have been giving is we're seeing another really strong US quarterly earnings season, and we're going into a period in Australia where I think there's a lot of nerves about the outlook for earnings locally. So continuing to skew an asset allocation towards America and away from Australia is a piece of advice we've been giving.
That was Ben Clark from TMS Private, and that wraps up the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe and put in a review on Apple or Spotify. Thank you for joining me.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.